Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
I sense joy radiating from you today. Why is that?
I'm trying to be appropriate.
Appropriate?
No, I'm not happy.
Well, you're stifle yourself.
Just kidding.
As Archie Bunker used to say, stifle.
Well, Nancy Pelosi looked like she was going to pop last night when the vote came in, and then of course she gave her mom scold look at the people who cheered.
Oh, yes, that was appropriate. And now she's not going to send it over. It was so important that we rushed to impeach Donald Trump because he's a stain on our democracy. He's an imminent threat. But now they're not going to send them over the articles to the Senate because they don't like the way the Senate might
they're
be holding the trial.
Right. Well, you know, Mr. Constitution, what does the Constitution call for?
It calls for the House to run its procedure and the Senate to run its. But it doesn't really say when they have to deliver this material. As one senator said, I don't care if they ever send it over.
Right.
So it could wind up as like an indictment that never goes to trial, although I am told that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court can set a deadline to say you either turn it over or you dismiss the charges.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, well, lots to talk about today now that the impeachment is over. We had
stop smiling.
I'm not smiling. I believe you. I'm not smiling. All right, I'm smiling. But anyway, it doesn't mean anything, my smile nor the president's impeachment. It's just a political formality. We would invite your comment on what happened. We had the president raised up on the cross and crucified, according to one GOP senator who said it was just like Jesus being executed, the president being impeached yesterday. But what's your view? What was it worth? What does it mean? Does it have any value? Is it just a formality? Is it just political? We'll take your comments today. So we'd love to hear from you today. You are listening to WKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. It is the 19th day of December 2019. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. We have...
You make it sound like that's questionable.
He's here.
He's here, but
he is losing it.
He won't be able to participate fully in the program because he's demented.
Fortunately, well, no, not demented. You're slipping. Now, On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Call us now if you'd like to comment on the impeachment. Call us 1-800-795-9565. One GOP senator says the impeachment was just like the execution of Jesus, the mock trial, and then the crucifixion. Do you agree with that? A lot of people do, so we'd love to hear from you. Since the president is the chosen one, then obviously there's some comparability there. Or do you have another view on this? Well, call us now, 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. That's our text connection system. We did use it last evening. We rarely text at night, but we did send out a message last night that the president had been impeached on two articles of impeachment with a link to WKOK.com.
You had two yesterday, then, that terrible tragic accident out on I-80.
Oh, yeah, when I-80 was blocked. Yeah, that's a tough situation. A lot of people pointed out that driving too fast in the snow is what causes accidents. Our story said snow caused the accident, but a lot of people commented that, as I always agree, that driving too fast on the snow is what causes accident. Although when you get up on Interstate 80 and, you know, people are going 70 miles an hour and then you hit a sudden squall, all bets are off. It's so hard to get out of that without any kind of trouble. But, yeah, we can talk about that today. That certainly is in the news. You are welcome to use our Text Connect system backwards. That's sign up. We'll send you Text Connect messages no more than a dozen times a month. We would send you breaking national or local news, tornadic weather, dead celebrities, or important local stories. And then you can reply to a message anytime, and that goes to our newsroom, and we are monitoring it here in the On the Mark studio. We do have one individual who has texted us this morning with a message for us to read on the radio, so we will do that. So that's the Text Connect. Don't forget, I-80 westbound still closed, probably noonish or so, says PennDOT and the state police. Coroner's not out yet with the names of the two individuals who died after that crash on I-80 westbound at mile marker 202. I-80 eastbound is open at this time.
Did you hear about the, you know, just talking about this Trump derangement and all the stuff that's going on? The talk show in Denver, Colorado, I think it is, one of the co-hosts said, with all this stuff on and on about impeachment, it would be nice to have a good school shooting to take our minds off of it.
What?
And they immediately pulled the program, as well they should. You know, that's the kind of thinking that's going on here. It's so divided right now. People on one side, people on the other, and people who I guess are in the middle who are just tired of hearing it day in and day out and day in and day out. And now, apparently, it's going to drag on even longer because Nancy Pelosi won't turn over the results. You know, but it was so important. We must impeach. We must hurry. We can't mm-hmm. wait for the courts to decide whether these people should testify or whether the president mm-hmm. has the right to withhold these the testimony and the documents we want.
Well, if you don't
we're
need
in such
the courts,
a rush, we can't do that.
Joe, you don't need the courts. You don't need the documents. Nobody needed it. It was obvious what the president had done to anybody with common sense.
On.
And so, therefore, she wanted to move on. I certainly respect it.
Well, then why isn't she turning over the results to the Senate?
I think she's holding out for the Senate to do things in a certain way.
Oh, her way.
I don't know how she
so
can.
So she did so. She
them.
Did so much to help the Republicans have a fair process in the House that the Senate should certainly bend over backwards to see
did
that the Democrats
detect,
get everything they want.
You detected that irony, eh?
I did detect that irony. you know, we want to do it our way in the House, and we want to tell you how to do it in the Senate.
Well, the president was invited to participate in the discussions in the House, but declined to do so. He was also invited at several turns to give out information that they needed for the impeachment process,
he
and he declined to do so.
So
don't complain that they didn't have enough to go on or it was unfair, because he didn't participate.
Well, if they had, you know, but they're now saying they need more in the Senate. So that kind of shoots argument right in the foot.
Look, it was fair in the House.
It was about as fair as...
certainly could be fair in the Senate.
I wouldn't compare it as one senator did to the crucifixion of Christ. I think that's far, far overboard.
Well,
but it certainly is right up there with Torquemada. That's the Inquisition.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. There are times.
Sorry, I realize my historical references are often lost on you.
Right. You may be slipping, but you'll always know more history than I do. All right. So we invite folks to call in if you wish to. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. I guess if Nancy Pelosi doesn't get the Senate trial set up in the manner that she seems fit, she doesn't necessarily have to ever send things over. You know, it's just a House action. There's apparently nothing requiring it. There's no time frames in the Constitution. There's no specifics. So maybe it would be time that we have when the Convention of States meets, maybe when the next one will start to talk about changing the impeachment process so that it has to be fair in the House, has to be fair in the Senate, and has to all be done in a timely fashion. All right, we got one caller standing by, another one being screened. We'll take you, and we have one email and two texts. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line. Dan, thanks for being the first caller of the day 2 days in a row.
I just think it's about the only way I can get in. But anyway, I feel that it's not a day to be joyous. People like Joe, who like to make fun of things and call folks names, this is not a time for that, because now is the time that there's a serious process in motion. 51% or 50% of the people in the United States feel that it is an honest look at things. Lindsey Graham has said, I won't even do anything. I'm just going to vote for this wonderful God of mine, Donald Trump. And
now you're calling names. You're putting words in a guy's mouth who never said those words. He never said anything about calling Donald Trump God. You're making that up, and you're accusing not me of calling people names, and you're standing there making stuff up.
okay, you can do that same diversity you used to do when you were a magician. Like, I'm moving this hand, and now you're not looking over here. You're always saying, well, how about when Obama did this? How come you weren't upset? Well, Joe, if he did something bad, I was upset. I stood in front of the post office in Lewisburg with peaceniks during the Obama administration because I didn't agree with some of the stuff he did. So it's not just that I love Democrats and hate Republicans. First place, I don't hate anybody. This is politics. We have a president who said, only I can do it. That's a God. Only God can do something, and says he can. And therefore, I am using the word God advisedly for Lindsey Graham, because that's who he bows to. He has called Trump names that I can't even say on the radio back in the day, saying he was an ignorant man, he was an idiot, he was... I can't remember the word.
Well, you're just saying those names you said you couldn't say.
No, I'm not saying the things that he called him, because they're not presentable on the radio. Now, Lindsey has taken the position of Trump can do no wrong, and I'm not going to listen to anything. Then the head of the Senate said, I am going to confer with the defendant. Gee whiz, does that sound fair to you, Joe? Of course it
well,
does.
Well, it's about as fair as when Bill Clinton worked with the Democratic head of Congress at the time.
No, we're talking about Donald Trump.
No, we're talking about, you're saying that he's so wrong for doing that. I'm just telling you that he's following precedent. His Democratic colleague is
telling you that you divert it every time. If it's precedent, it was wrong the first time, Joe.
It's called whataboutism.
I mean,
you
this,
find that
this the only thing that
did you
the
support
Republicans
Bill Clinton's impeachment
is gee, I think I'm going to cloud the issue by talking about something else.
Well, that's fine.
You people
like to blow that off as if it doesn't matter, but you all say, "Oh, the president doesn't behave like other presidents." Well, that's then, this is now.
Right.
I mean, that shoots your whole argument in the foot. If it matters how prior presidents behaved, then it matters what prior presidents did and with whom they did it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Than, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, let me just say, if they were criminals then, and he's a criminal now, we missed our chance to do something about it, but we have our chance now because this man is wholly a criminal.
And the two Democrats and three Democrats, depending on which vote, disagree.
All right, Eric, last caller before a quick break. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Democrat, and I think, you know, I've called in to voice my views before. What I want is, though, a fair trial. Okay, we've had the impeachment, as I understand it. We have had basically the presentation of evidence or a grand jury, so to speak. We have evidence enough now to go to trial. Am I correct on that, Joe? Am I correct on that?
Well, they have passed the articles of impeachment. If they present them to the Senate, you're right.
So if we look upon the House representative as the grand jury has now spoken. We have enough evidence to go to trial, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so now the next step then is the impeachment trial in the Senate. So, and this is supposed to be conducted like a trial is conducted, right? The presentation of evidence before a jury, and the Senate is the jury. And then after the presentation of the evidence, we have a vote. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. My concern is, as stands, is how can possibly half the jury then be participating with the defendant, giving him all the information they have on and staying on his side, and have this called anything like a trial, like the Constitution states it should be?
But it's not a judicial proceeding.
And if they refuse to act as the Constitution says it should be, are they then not being violating the Constitution and also the oath of office that everyone took?
But it is not a judicial proceeding. It is a political proceeding. And it was written in the Constitution that way.
But it's still supposed to be a trial, no?
It is a trial, and if you want to use that term.
By definition, a trial is supposed to have the presentation of evidence, the refuting of evidence, the presentation by the prosecution,
mm-hmm.
the refuting evidence by the defense. But if half the jury is providing and supporting the, anything like that, we thrown out as a hung. You know,
okay.
As
well, let me turn it around. Let me ask you this question:
in any court in the United States,
you think all the Democrats in the Senate are open-minded and haven't made up their mind? Bob Casey is already on record as saying he deserves to be impeached and removed from office. You have
because
no trouble
Mr.
with that.
Casey has reviewed the evidence, okay,
and so
now,
are the Republicans.
The concern I have is: okay, so now we have additional witnesses who could be called. And the president before was saying, we'll call them, I have nothing to hide. And now his press secretary this morning on Good Morning America, the press secretary being interviewed, said, we're not sure about that.
Sure about what?
So if there's additional evidence out there and he is innocent, why not present that evidence to say, hey, I'm calling these two people who were not heard to refute the evidence we have on the table.
But it's not his. It's not his.
Lindsey Graham is saying, no, we don't want to do that.
It is not.
Because of that,
Eric,
is why the House of Representatives does not want to, at this point, go to trial because it's already a hung jury.
Eric, it's Eric. Eric, Eric, Eric.
Has been bought and paid for by the Republican Party.
Eric, it is not his responsibility to prove himself innocent. It is the responsibility of the Senate, of the House, to prove him guilty. And so that's why he isn't. Why should he go any further? He doesn't think they made their case, and I agree with him.
If there's evidence to be presented, which has been presented, and there's additional evidence to refute that, these witnesses, why wouldn't you call these witnesses?
Because he feels very strongly that they haven't made their case, and they can't prove that he did anything wrong in front of a Senate trial. Why should he dig further into the mess and let it go, let it stink up the heavens as it is, and let the Senate decide based on what's already been presented?
So what you're saying is that these additional witnesses will continue to stink up the heavens, using your words.
No, I'm just saying that there's nothing more to be learned. I mean, they presented their case. The House could have waited. If they agreed, or if they felt very strongly that the president was impeding their investigation by not making the documents and people they wanted available, they could have gone to court, as the House did during the Nixon years, to get the Watergate tapes released and other papers released. They waited and went to court and did it the right way. The Democrats in the House now are not willing to do that.
They didn't need the evidence. President was summoned, they didn't need
it. Historically, gentlemen, is that the president was in the middle of his term of office. This we're coming into election year when the American people should have all the information possible to then make our selection of a president. If we had waited on the courts, that would have not taken us past the election or perhaps very close to the election and muddled everything going forward.
Well, bear in mind that the whole thing stems upon supposedly the president just asking for the announcement of an investigation of Joe Biden by the Ukrainians. Isn't just the announcement of the fact that we're working on impeachment, isn't that just as damning to him as the other thing would have been to Biden?
But if he truly is innocent, should the American people hear all this before we go to the polls next November? And waiting on the courts, and we know how long the courts would take, would muddle that issue.
Did you see how many people now, the support for impeachment and removal is declining? I think the American people have heard, and they aren't buying it.
If we have a fair trial in the Senate and bring out additional information, what are the Republicans afraid of these two witnesses? Obviously, they're afraid of something.
Why couldn't the Democrats wait? If it's that important, why couldn't they wait and go to court?
Again, Joe, we have an election coming up in November. We have people selecting within 2 months the process. In the Nixon case, it was 1973, 1974. The next election was not until 1976.
But with such weak evidence,
we had to move faster.
With such weak evidence has already been presented, why not just let it go to trial for the American people in November and forget all this other stuff?
Because we needed to bring out the information, because the president was blocking this information, holding back. He's still holding back, so the American people do not know the full story. We have his transcripts, which have been proven also that he did not provide all the information that was said in those transcripts. Those transcripts were doctored.
Where was that proven? I must have missed that.
These people who have the possibility, if they lie, as did Nixon's aides, let's face it, could be sent to prison. It's only by that threat that these people are, these these witnesses are going to provide the truth to the American people.
Where was it? Where was it proven that he? Where was it proven that he lied?
Joe, don't make me turn your mic off.
I just want to ask a question.
Thank you, gentlemen. No. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate the call. Super call.
Where was it proven that Eric he lied in the transcript?
Eric's 100% right. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Guess what I have to do before you talk? The Sunbury Motor Company.
What do you have to do before I talk?
The Sunbury Motor Company.
I'm talking.
It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We invite you to do as I have done. Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Why would you go there? Well, maybe you got a road trip planned. Maybe you're going to the beach. Maybe you're going skiing this weekend. You want to make sure your vehicle's ready. You want to make sure that your tires are snowy, and you want to make sure that everything's ready to go. Well, they will pump you up with nitrogen, and they'll inspect the vehicle, align it. If it needs body work, and it doesn't need too much, I mean, you probably can't do that in just a couple days. But nonetheless, they do have a body shop. They got a car wash. They got new tires for you. Got new parts, new wipers, new windshield. You name it. Whatever you need, they got it. If your truck's a great big truck and it needs to be towed, they can handle that. If it's a tiny little smart car, they can put that on a rollback. Well, they can probably just throw that in the back of a pickup truck. But nonetheless, bottom line, Quick Lane, there for you Monday through Friday, 6:30 in the morning. How about that? They stay open until 6 p.m. And then Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to make an appointment or contact them in advance, you can do so through sunburymotors.com, or you can just show up and they would just love to take good care of you however you desire. The Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, part of the Sunbury Motor Company. Joe, go at it.
All right, from our friend Tom, he says, yesterday Donald John Trump got the first thing he ever earned in his life, impeachment. Donald's has been a grifter his whole life. Unfortunately for Don the Con, the American people don't need or want those talents in their White House. After listening to some of Trump's remarks at his rally in Michigan last night, it's clear that he is the first president that at his age is higher than his IQ. And his age is 73, so Tom's insinuating that he's stupid. Or has a learning disability.
People with a low IQ aren't stupid. They just don't happen to have a high IQ.
Okay, well, what would be the result of that? You wouldn't be a very bright person, right? Isn't that Tom's point?
Stupid's a derogatory comment.
Isn't that Tom's point?
Tom is saying that the president is stupid.
Right, okay.
Moving on.
We stipulate that, all right? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi, did a great job. Looks like the impeachment will be held up in the House till we get the witnesses 7 of 10 Americans want to hear from. The Republicans made complete fools of themselves with a moment of silence and somehow managed to enter the crucifixion into the debate as well as other nonsense. Can't wait to hear the tearjerkers from the far, far, far right on today. Show. You will not get any sympathy from me, just lots of tears of joy. Big Blue is motivated and ready to rid this country of this menace. Merry impeachments. Signed, Tom.
Merry impeachments. We do have the statements from Congressman Muser. He said, quote, tonight marks the culmination of a nearly three-year effort to nullify the lawful election of President Donald J. Trump. Since the day he was sworn in, the priority of House Democrats has been to scrutinize, delegitimize, charge with crimes, and remove from office the duly elected President of the United States. He goes on to say, the process, players, and underlying proof at the heart of this impeachment have been fundamentally flawed and brazenly biased. Democrat leadership has stacked the deck at every stage of this process, cherry-picking rehearsed witnesses, hiding exculpatory evidence, limiting dissenting views, and denying the president meaningful participation and due process, unquote.
He got that right.
Right. Congressman Keller says, quote, I was proud to stand up for the Constitution and the rule of law by voting to oppose both articles of impeachment. Today's vote to impeach the president is the culmination of years of unwarranted investigations, baseless accusations, and a blind partisan disdain for President Trump that has caused House Democrats to abandon all respect for the Constitution and due process, unquote. There's more from their statements posted at WKOK.com.
Well, let's face it, they have a point.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's trying to undo the 2016 election. When President Nixon was impeached, was that what the voters really wanted to do?
Yes, I think at the end, I mean, if he hadn't resigned, he would have been impeached, and rightly so.
And the goal of that was just simply nothing to do with any crimes he committed.
It was a cover-up.
Just to undo the...
No, it was the cover-up.
The election.
Well, He actually did commit crimes.
That's a thin argument. They're just trying to undo the election. No, it doesn't work that way.
I think
commit a crime.
No, it doesn't work that way, but that's what they're trying.
Or as they say on Facebook, do stupid crimes, do stupid time. So we'll talk more about this. This is coming up. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Fabulous producer, Mr. Rob Center, is on the other side of the glass, so all of his help and hard work, very much appreciated. Some brief announcements here. Winternet has stood pat for hours. 5 o'clock this morning, we posted that Luzerne County Community College opened at 10 a.m., and Shamokin and Southern Columbia and Lion Mountain were on a two-hour delay, so no change there. I-80 westbound is still closed after the crash that left two individuals dead after that accident yesterday at mile marker 202. I-80 westbound is still closed. State police and PennDOT estimated it'll be about noon that it's reopened. Names of individuals killed still not being disclosed. I-80 east is open at that location. That's at mile marker 202. The detour starts at Route 180, so you travel west on Route 180 and then west on 220 in order to get back to Interstate 80. We're told that it's about 20 miles longer and about 25 minutes longer if you keep your speeds up in that section of detour there. Names of two individuals who died as a result of that pileup on I-80. Their names not being disclosed. We have pictures of this posted at WKOK.com. In the news, both of the Valley's congressmen cast no votes on the impeachment of President Donald Trump Wednesday night. The House approved the measure along party lines and will send the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. Congressman Fred Keller said it was the culmination of years of unwarranted investigations and baseless accusations. The vote Wednesday, he said, was showing that the unwarranted investigations and baseless accusations were part of undoing an election of Donald Trump. Congressman Dan Muser agreed, saying Democrats are simply trying to nullify the lawful election of Donald Trump. When 95 recipients of Meals on Wheels at Riverwoods receive their hot meal today, they'll also get a stuffed stocking for Christmas with crackers, chips, puzzle books, socks, lip balm, toothbrushes, and many more items, according to Melissa Bowersucks, nursing home administrator at Riverwoods. She says they'll be delivering so many things they might need extra vehicles.
It depends if we can fit everything into the cars with the meals. Either we'll ride with or we'll follow them. It does feel good. Makes your heart feel good to help.
About 100 volunteers participate in distributing Meals on Wheels meals each day. Pennsylvania's highest court is turning down an effort to resume cash welfare assistance to the poor and disabled while litigation continues over a law that ended the payments. The Supreme Court Wednesday upheld a lower court's ruling this summer that the groups challenging the law did not prove they were likely to prevail in the ongoing lawsuit. At issue is a Depression-era program that typically provided about $200 a month. The payment stopped in August after Republican lawmakers pushed through a bill that ended the $24 million annual program, along with reauthorizing subsidies to Philadelphia hospitals. The very latest is the state's high court has turned down an effort to resume those cash welfare benefits until more arguments are heard. And President Trump has called impeachment a dirty and ugly word, but it's a beautiful sight for TV news outlets because they're cleaning up when it comes to the ratings. Last week's dramatic move by the House Judiciary Committee to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump were real eye magnets. Nielsen reports that Fox News, Channel MSNBC, and CNN combined to average $5.4 million viewers in primetime. That's close to what entertainment shows on the big networks typically produce. What's more, Nielsen reports 34 of the 40 most watched cable shows last week were news shows. Well, the impeachment. So we may not care about the impeachment. We certainly are watching it on primarily Fox and then CNN and then last but truly least, MSNBC.
The home of Trump derangement syndrome.
Is that what MSNBC actually stands for?
They're the Eastern distributors, right?
Oh, dear. Hey, On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can do as one individual has done on two occasions. That's email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can do what one individual has done repeatedly this morning, and that's text us at 70236, and we're very glad that he is doing so. We'd love to read his messages.
And we will do so.
All right, we read Tom's letter earlier. What do you got, Joe?
All right, one of our texters says, good morning, Mark. Just wanted to remind all Democrats celebrating the impeachment vote in the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, is still your president.
Oh, I'm aware. He's still doing a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, still tweeting. I don't know what his tweets have been today. I'm sure it's...
I don't follow him, so I have no idea. Another texter says, TDS runs strong in Than. And the House impeachment scam was about as fair as two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for lunch.
Ouch. That's bad.
And then with this logic, how can the other half of the jury be working with the prosecution? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, yeah, that stands alone, doesn't it? Okay. And Schumer had the gall to actually say that the Senate Democrats haven't come to a conclusion about impeachment, unlike the Republicans have. Lie to your face while stabbing you in the back. But then again, that's how the Democrats work. So repeating that one, it says Schumer had the gall to actually say the Senate Democrats haven't come to a conclusion about impeachment, unlike the Republicans. Man, that guy can lie to your face while stabbing you in the back. But then again, that's how the Democrats work. Okay, right. Got them all.
President Donald J. Trump today tweeting 41 minutes ago, all capital letters, presidential harassment, ! Let's see, he's tweeting, I guess, something from, I don't know, he's tweeting a message, but it's in quotes. It says, the Senate shall set the time and place of the trial, ! Oh, that's probably from the Constitution. Okay. If the do-nothing Democrats decide in their great wisdom not to show up, they would lose by default. He also said, 100% Republican vote. That's what people are talking about. The Republicans are united like never before. And then the last one I'll read, all capital letters. Such atrocious lies by the radical left, do-nothing Democrats. This is an assault on America and an assault on the Republican Party. And then 4 exclamation points there, all capital letters.
One of the guys yesterday in the House quoted Ilhan Omar when she was just elected, saying, we're going to get that blanker.
Oh, the mother blanker.
Mother blanker.
Yes.
We're going to impeach him.
I heard that.
And then, they don't want to remember that now. But, it was such a fair proceeding. And this is the mindset of the people who devised this fair proceeding in the House.
Joe.
You're not fooling anybody.
Okay. Read these emails.
Okay.
Mark is strikingly handsome.
Mark is strikingly handsome. But I have to say that contractually. The only similarities I see in what the congressperson said about Jesus is that President Trump, who was not guilty of anything, was impeached. My opinion hasn't changed since the beginning. They are out to get him. He will get reelected. I hope his new help for America will be to trim back the debt, at least the debt that he put in, and let somebody else take care of all the rest of it. Go Trump 2020. And we have one final one here that says, Please, Democrats, don't look now for fairness. Your impeachment isn't built on fairness, but the Republicans will go by the Constitution. Thank you for your input. We'll take it from here without your demands. good point.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. We have everything's open right now. We got one caller waiting, but we'll take more comers on the line. 1-800-795-9565. We would love to hear from you. Do you think the president's impeachment is on the same level as the crucifixion of Christ? Let us know. 1-800-795-9565. Do you feel just the opposite way? Or however, let us know. 1-800-795-9565.
And I misquoted. It was Tlaib, not Omar, who said that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
Excellent choice.
I knew it was a member of the squad. I just had the wrong member. It was Omar, or Tlaib. Omar, who apparently yelled when the guy was saying this, stop it, in the house.
Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Dale, first caller of this hour, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I say, you know, I think Pelosi did the most patriotic thing in the last 30 years by any politician. That's coming from a straight moderate, and he tried to stay moderate. What I'm saying is she packed up all the socialists on the bus and just committed political suicide. So, you know, now it's time to see who's the real socialist. Are Republican socialists? Because what's coming now is these Republicans are trying to get personal retirement accounts, trying to open up the books on that. And, you know, they're going to change the rules on that. So I don't think that no government agency should have the ability to get inside your personal retirement account. And that's what's happening. They're getting ready to do that. And I'm sure Republicans will pass this bill in a heartbeat. So this, the Senate is for government and 1%. So their form of socialism is coming, and it's coming hard. And like I said, She did the best thing. I mean, if you're a clear thinker, she did the best thing that any politician did in the last 30 years. She just took them all out, wiped them all out, wiped all the socialists out. So I just want to say, you know, everybody's cheering Republican, you better watch it. They got snake oil of themselves, so they're going to probably be going right after socialism. Trust me, who wants it more than 1% in government? No one else. They're trying to get inside everybody's personal retirement account.
Well, you have the coolest phrases. There's no doubt about that. I just like the impeachment's coming, and it's coming hard.
You don't think that they're going to try to form their own form of socialism, the Republicans? I believe they are. I mean, look the way everything's happening.
What is socialism? What kind of, describe the socialism that Republicans in the Senate enjoy?
Well, anytime government gets in anything of your personal life, it's not to help you out, to help them out. Is that correct?
Oh, that would definitely be true.
Okay, well, why are Republicans in the Congress trying to push a bill right now to try to get change the rules of people's personal retirement again? So once, you know, the Senate's going to pass that because they want that capital.
They want to pass it because it'll benefit them.
What's that?
What bill is this? What bill is this?
Look it up.
No, you said it. You tell us. You're the one who says you know about it. Tell us.
They're trying to add annuities to people's personal retirement account.
What's the name of the bill? What's the bill?
Unquote, huh?
What's the bill? What's the number of it?
SB.
You can look it up. Just look up
the
Dow.
Well, you're calling in here and telling us this is what's going on, and then you don't know the name of the bill?
The Republicans are trying to push socialism, and they're the ones. So
got it.
The sleight of hand, Joe.
We'll keep our eye out for socialism. All right. Thank you so much, Dale.
Keep vigilant and watch these Republicans start pushing their own agenda of socialism.
Got it. We're on it.
Yep.
Impeachment's coming, and it's coming hard.
Bar association's in there somewhere. Got to be.
Half the senators are lawyers. There's the issue. We know about lawyers and socialism, right? Lawyers, socialism, and lotteries. Who benefits from the Pennsylvania lottery?
old lawyers.
Yeah, old lawyers, you're right. Just remember that. The Bar Association's behind all of this. All right, well, we got open phones. We'll take more comers on impeachment. We can change channels if you wish to. Send us a note and tell us what you want us to discuss. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We can't look at it.
No.
I'll have to get it from a different source. All right. There's the email, and then we got a caller.
An emailer says, an earlier caller inaccurately attributed a remark to Lindsey Graham concerning his exaggerated and unwavering support for the president. The following is a dead accurate quote from Lindsey Graham on then-candidate Trump, whom he described as a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot who was unfit for office.
Right, but that has nothing to do with getting elected. He's perfectly capable of getting elected and being all of those things. In fact, that
but isn't that what we do in this country? You can call a candidate for president anything you want to, but once they're elected, you close ranks behind them because you want them, in theory, to succeed for the benefit of our country.
Well, yeah, and everybody says, hey, this is going to help the Republicans, but, I don't know. I think that's a toss-up. You know, I think a lot of Democrats are going to be mobilized next year, but I think a lot of President Trump supporters will be mobilized next year.
I think the one thing his rallies point out is that he has the support of his base.
Right.
You know, if he didn't have that, if they were turning against him, as Nixon's base turned against him.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, this was a political impeachment.
The only criminal impeachment we've ever had, real criminal impeachment, would have been Nixon.
Okay.
And he was wise enough to resign before it came to that.
Yeah, what did you read? What do you know now about Andrew Johnson? Anything new yet?
No, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's still very similar in terms of the political nature of it. It's still very similar to what happens today.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We get open phones. We were talking about the crucifixion of President Trump. Give us a call. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. If you're a Text Connect member, you can text us at 702-336. Good morning, Dan. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, last night, once the Trump rally started, I turned it over to C-SPAN to watch the Trump rally. And during, I don't know how many minutes it was, they had a couple protesters in the rally, and the one lady there with the flag, something against Trump, she made this statement that every Democrat left-winger's making against the Trump and the Trump voter. She stood around, went around a circle with her two middle fingers up to all the Trump voters that were in the Trump rally there, the Trump supporters. And that's basically how I look. What the left wing, the Trump haters, the no Trumpers are doing to the voters of the President of the United States. They're giving us the middle finger. They won't accept the election was won square and fair by 63 million voters. And that's how I see the impeachment. They're giving us the finger. saying your vote don't count.
What about the 66 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton? 3 million more than voted for Donald Trump.
Well, they're making their statement loud and clear, but we won the election fair and square. If it would been the congressman put a map up, and as I always say, basically the whole United States voted for Trump except for the certain liberal areas. So really, Trump carried the whole United States except for, you know, the metropolitan areas. So, yeah, they might have got the popular vote, but we're not a popular vote system. So, really, Trump actually
he won
got
fair and square.
More of the United States than they did.
He won fair and square, but he also committed what the House Democrats felt was an impeachable offense, so here we are. You know,
we didn't.
He's running next year, and it's anybody's guess.
Then he didn't win fair and square, if you can't say both those things.
What?
He won fair and square, but he committed an impeachable offense during the election. You can't say both
those. No, not during the election, during when he was talking
to the Ukraine. So you're not saying that he had help from the Russians?
Well, I don't have more evidence than Robert Mueller has. You know, Robert Mueller didn't seem to connect President Trump directly. Now, I have my suspicions, but only because I'm skeptical of what this president does. So, yeah, that's water under the bridge. The impeachable offense was offering a quid pro quo to the president of the Ukraine as he held up military aid and, in fact, wanted the Ukraine to investigate the Bidens publicly so that if Biden became his main rival in the election, he'd have another element of fodder for his battle.
How often have I said Trump does not need any dirt on Biden? Trump can beat him in a debate any day of the week.
Well, that may
Biden will look foolish debating Trump. That's like I said before. If he ends up debating Biden, I'm going to buy a lot of extra popcorn, and I'm going to get the big giant size Diet Coke because that's going to be more entertaining than anything I ever saw.
That's a little bit more caffeine than you need, though.
I'll tell you, it's a sad thing that the Democrats actually believe that Trump was worried about debating Biden and running against Biden. In fact, that's the easiest one he could take out. Even Hillary Clinton can out-debate Biden. So that's a real farce right there that Trump was worried how to get dirt on Biden. He didn't need any dirt at all. And actually, through this process, they found out more dirt than I ever knew on the Bidens.
Yeah, we probably...
They had the quid pro quo, and they're the ones that did the dirty work, not Trump.
Yeah, that Biden video probably would have been forgotten about if
really, it would have been really none of this would have been known. But here's the thing: next summer, we're going to get to the bottom of the whole thing, and this will all be brought up in the news. The mainstream news media didn't do their work; they refused to do their work on the deep state. They deny it existed. They still deny it. They make fun of it. But there's a few people doing their homework, and we know it existed to keep Trump out. And by next summer, all this will be revealed. It's coming out little by little now with the FISA judge rebuking the FBI for the way they filed their accusation.
Well, how would you handle this one? Because I thought Adam Schiff made an interesting point in something I saw last night. He said in 2017, President Trump had no problem with foreign aid to the Ukraine. In 2018, he had no problem with the foreign aid that went to the Ukraine. But in 2019, he had a problem with foreign aid that went to the Ukraine. Why do you suppose that was? I mean, Biden was still around in 2018 and 2017, wasn't he?
That's correct. He sure was. And they got all the aid they needed. They got the aid, went through, and...
No, but the point is, Dan, if he was so concerned about corruption, why wasn't he concerned about it 2 years ago, 1 year ago? Why just this year?
That's why I can't answer that. I don't know why he wasn't. Maybe he learned more about it and got concerned as these investigations were going on. He might have heard about it and was more concerned. That would be my only answer. I don't really know, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you. Yeah. We got to get another caller, but thank
either.
You, Dan.
All right. Good All right. talking with you.
Take care,
good
Dan.
Good program.
Thank you very much. Mike, you're on the mark. Last caller before a quickie break.
I noticed Nancy Pelosi last night when she made her announcement that the articles had passed. She was standing next to the American flag, and she did take the time to tell her supporters out there to shut up and not clap and cheer. But what I find interesting is this morning I was waiting for her to come out and tell all her supporters, you know, in the left wing of the party that they can resume protesting the American flag and the degradation of our founding fathers, because she also invoked the founding fathers in the Constitution, whereas in the months past we always heard about, you know, the founding fathers being slave owners and racist and white nationalists and all that. So it's just kind of an interesting situation that we have here, that you can change your stripes whenever you want to and not be held accountable. And the final thing I wanted to say was the Horowitz came out yesterday and it kind of went pretty much unreported, and he said that his conclusion was that, you know, he disagreed with the idea that he was saying, you know, the media's reporting that he was saying that there was no bias in the FBI and they're going after Trump. And he said that's not true. He didn't. It wasn't his finding. The media just made that up. And it's just another one of those things that's reported by the media that becomes accepted fact that, you know, we've had so many of them here in the last 3 or 4 years. So that's all I wanted to say about impeachment. And, you know, I'm disappointed that it happened that way. I'm disappointed that it was pretty much along party line votes, because that's not, you know, if somebody does something wrong, it shouldn't be that way. And I'm not saying the Republicans were right and the Democrats were wrong. I'm just saying the reality is, if somebody really did something wrong that deserved to be impeachment, you wouldn't have had a party line vote.
But do you really think Nancy Pelosi is encouraging people to disrespect the American flag? And what is she encouraging people to do about our founding fathers?
Well, okay, as far as the flag goes, you know, we've had, you know, the left has been known to burn the American flag. We see the supporters at the anti-Trump rallies and the Antifa and the main, you know, the real supporters in the hard left, and they're never criticized by anybody in the Democrat Party. And then last night she's standing next to it. I thought that was interesting. And as far as, you know, the stuff that you see and hear in the media, you know, we're tearing down statues of famous, you know, founding fathers and
what?
Covering up pictures.
Where are we tearing
down? Well, there's an old quote that says patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel.
Well, yeah, good point. Yeah. But who's tearing, like, okay, where's there a James Madison statue that's been torn down?
Well, Thomas, in the University of Virginia,
right?
They're going after Thomas.
Oh, because he was a slave owner.
Right.
Right. They want to move the
statue. We covered that one day.
Right. Yeah, we resolved that issue on this show.
Yeah.
Once and for all.
So anyway, basically what I'm saying is the Democrat left had to, you know, stop doing all those anti-American, in my mind, all those anti-American things. But now that that's over, Nancy Pelosi, you know, after she did tell them just to be quiet last night, you know, because it was such a somber and solemn moment, and something they really didn't want to do. But by gosh, after they did it, they wanted to cheer and applaud and jump up and down, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to point out what I believe are contradictions in what really happened yesterday and get it off my chest, because I want to go along with my day and have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that,
yeah, thank
Mike.
You. All right. We'll take a quickie break. When we come back, we got another text. We can read that arose at the Text Connect system by an individual that sent a note to 70236.
Fingers are probably getting sore.
Right. That is a big text. We also would enjoy a telephone call directed at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says Nancy Pelosi supports disrespect to the American flag and removal of statues of our founding fathers. We did talk about the Thomas Jefferson University debate, which is ongoing and will probably be resolved in
Virginia
2020.
University.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll continue to talk about that. We'd just love to hear from you. The president compared to Jesus Christ being crucified last night. Do you think that's an apt analogy? Let us know. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take them in the order in which they arrive, which we do the text and the email.
Says, Joe, the election of 2016 was won by Trump with the rules that were set up at the beginning of this republic. He won the vote of the Electoral College. The popular vote for president only applies to individual states, and electors are assigned to the winner of the popular vote in each state. I'm well aware of that.
But Dan's
point was that the majority of people were having the election taken from them by this impeachment. I just ask him about the more 3 right. million more people who voted the other way. Let's see. The Democrats were in a tizzy when Trump said he may not accept the election if he lost. Who, again, hasn't accepted the results of 2016? Schiff has been telling us all for over 3 years. He has irrefutable proof that Trump colluded with Russia. He lied. So why should anyone believe a thing he says?
All right, I lied. We got a caller, so we're going to the phones. Okay. Al, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in from Northumberland, PA.
Well, I have the answer to Joe's question about why the aid was withheld in 19, excuse me, and 17, and not 17 and 18. It was to save lives of the Ukrainians because they had no lethal weapons, and they had no lethal weapons because of the previous administration. And the lives overrode, saving lives overrode the corruption at that time. You get that?
Well, yeah, but the question is, so you're saying that we didn't send lethal aid in 17 or 18, but we did in 19?
No, we sent lethal aid in 17 and 18.
Okay, well, that was Adam Schiff's...
Because we wanted to save lives.
That was Adam Schiff's point, and it wasn't a bad one. He's saying if the president was so concerned about corruption in the Ukraine, why just in 2019? Why not in 2017 or 2018 when he had no problem with it?
Because in 17 and 18, he did send lethal weapons.
But that's not the point.
And they had lethal weapons to protect herself, and the Ukrainians weren't dying at the rate they were
but that's not the
previous administration.
Al, that's not the question. The question is, if he was concerned about corruption enough to withhold the aid in 2019, why was he not concerned enough in 2018 and 2017 when a corrupt president was actually serving in the Ukraine?
Hence, the saving of lives overrode the corruption at the time. He wasn't worried about the corruption because he was worried about saving Ukrainian lives.
Right, so maybe the weapons could be used against Ukrainians.
Right, all right. So
No.
Yeah,
the Ukrainians needed the weapons to save their own lives.
I got you.
But didn't they need
didn't
it in
from the previous administration?
Didn't they need it in 2019, too? And yet he held it up then?
No, they had some left over.
And
the money really wasn't due at that point. They already received their weapons, but they just didn't have the money to pay for it because we were withholding that.
All right.
So gave them the weapons and then the money to pay for them?
Well, that's what we do. That's how we make our money, and that's how those guys get
rich. I thought it was the other way. We gave them the money, then they could afford to buy the weapons.
Well, they bought it on credit, I guess.
Okay. Well,
they used their Visa.
I'd like to know where their financing company was. I'd like to borrow some money from them myself if they're going to make loans out on that kind of thing.
Probably Russians. And remember, watch out for them Chinese because they're sitting back and they're rubbing their hands while we're going through all this and not worrying about our security and so forth. We're worried about impeachment, so we better get our heads back in the game.
Yeah, I'm sure Vladimir Putin is happy that we're so divided.
Oh, yeah, we got to get our head back in the game and quit worrying about this impeachment stuff because they're going to catch us
asleep at the wheel. You know what I mean?
No.
They had Vladimir on CNN this morning. He gave a press conference in Russia where he, according to CNN, echoed the Republican talking points.
Oh, the president is innocent. All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, you're welcome, Bob.
Thanks,
appreciate
Al.
That. There's a working-class dog if there ever was one. We appreciate that, Al, from Northumberland.
Now, you shouldn't use that term anymore since somebody yesterday said that that's the song you ought to sing since you're always talking about working-class dogs.
Oh.
Barking dogs, singing jingle bells.
Oh, right.
How quickly you forgot
working
yesterday's class show.
Dogs is the name of an album.
Is it really?
I think it's Led Zeppelin, maybe?
It implies, it's not a good implication. Hard-working person would be a better use of the English language.
Hold on.
Rick Springfield's album was Working Class Dog.
Oh, was it? I was close.
Yeah, Rick Springfield, yeah.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah, they both have the same
Led
number
Zeppelin.
Of letters.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I knew that it would, I didn't make up that phrase. I just inhabited.
Okay. Well, we've heard from Larry G. all the way down in Texas, and we're going to hear from him after we take a break.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. We don't need a break. I lied
about
that.
You just gave me the signal.
I lied about that. What I'm supposed to tell you is whatever Matt says I'm supposed to, and here's what it is. Interstate 80 westbound is still closed, and that's not even an update. Anyway, I-80 westbound is closed and will be until noon or so. They're using a series of wreckers to get I-80 westbound cleared of 24 trucks and cars that are heavily damaged and all over the road. I-80 eastbound's been open since yesterday, and they're still working on the highway. So midday or so, I-80 westbound. So if you got to head west, you're going to have to go around until midday or so. We do have two emails. You can read those right now, Joe. We're in a good shape.
Mark kicked off today's program with the words, "It doesn't mean anything," with regards to yesterday's impeachment process. While the meaning of each of his words is true, the truth is yesterday's impeachment decision will escalate the division of folks in this nation. Listening to the words of your callers, emails, and the conversations the two of you are having this morning gives me little to no hope that this impeachment will ever produce any good. I believe nothing since the Civil War has divided families and friends more than this impeachment topic. Using a play on Mark's words, nothing I have heard this morning has given your listeners a reason to make this holiday season better for those who need help. And that's signed by our friend Larry G. all the way down there in Texas.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't get the last sentence, though. What's the connection? I certainly hope people would use the holiday season for hope and for help and for the intended purpose.
I would say it would depend on what kind of help they need. If he's talking about physical help, then I don't think it relates to the earlier part of his message. If he's talking about political help, he may have a point.
Political help. Okay. All right. Elaborative remark. Always appreciated, Larry, and thanks for being a fabulous listener in Texas. We do appreciate that.
He may be our only listener in the Lone Star State.
He's our worst listener and our best one, all rolled into one good guy.
And then another one says, I'm like a lot of Democrats concerning the president. We are not happy when he was elected, as we are not happy with past elected presidents, but we had hope that he was better than the man we saw on TV and that he would surround himself with a capable cabinet of advisors. Instead, he chose a group containing criminals like Flynn, Cohen, and Short, and a few incompetent family members. He seems to be on a never-ending campaign rally to bolster his needy ego. It's disappointing and tragic. And you know, his family hasn't proven to be incompetent. I think Jared Kushner and his daughter have done some very good things. His daughter is pushing for family leave, which I would think would be something the Democrats would just love, and succeeded in getting the president to support a bill currently up for consideration.
What is the evidence that his family's been incompetent in their various positions?
It's just, you know, you watch the talking heads at night, the comedians, they love to come down on his family as being incompetent, but I haven't seen any evidence that they're incompetent. Except that Jared Kushner was supposed to be working on peace
Don
in the Middle
Jr.
East.
Somebody speculated that Don Jr. is the anonymous writer that he's wrote the book about his father.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Well, it's just somebody's speculation.
I speculate that you wrote it.
Oh, I wish. I didn't know about all. I certainly knew that the president behaves like a child at times, but boy, I didn't know the half of it. This book is full of stuff.
You read it?
I read some of it.
Oh, okay. I didn't read any of it. I wouldn't read a book by
honestly,
an anonymous person.
You're going to learn just how erratic he is, you know, tweeting out, you know, firing people and right. while they're on their way
Democrats
to a meeting.
Democrats seem to
stuff.
Love anonymous reports. They don't want the whistleblower identified. They're willing to accept
well, the
this guy's
book. Whistleblower is following the policy of the U.S. that was laid out in law that allows them to report crimes when they suspect it. So that whistleblower doesn't need to be made public.
But wouldn't he want to, if he has really good evidence, wouldn't he want to come forward and make sure that this terrible man got impeached?
He did.
He didn't.
It did come forward. He told the people
tell us
he's
who
supposed
he
to. In the, he told
we
the
don't
people
know
he's
his
supposed to.
The, motivation.
Right, whatever, Joe. You're never going to understand why. you know, if I use this analogy before, I'll do it again. If somebody knows about a terrible crime that's happening in Shamokin Dam, and they say, okay, they're trafficking humans out of the old Trail Fabric Center building, you know, or something, you know, the new occupants are doing that. And you say, well, I'm not going to follow up on that unless you come forward and publicly announce this at a borough council meeting. You know, anonymous tips. You have to come forward. So if there's a crime going on, the individual has to come forward and be scrutinized publicly.
But there's a difference between
a political
screed, if you will, and a criminal, actual criminal event.
It's not a political screed. The president broke the law. It was obvious to six people on the phone that agreed.
They said they were concerned. They said no, not one of them said they used the word demand or even heard him say, mention Biden.
Right.
Until 300
no
words
evidence.
Into the conversation.
You keep talking about direct evidence, but a crime occurred. It's obvious to everyone except you, and
there were a lot of people who voted against impeachment in the House last night.
Well, it was a political impeachment. It wasn't
You admit that.
Well, of course it was a political impeachment.
Okay.
Wasn't it exclusively on party lines, or did somebody switch?
No, two Democrats on one issue, three on another, voted against it, and one voted present.
Okay. Who was that?
That was one of the squad. I think it was Omar. I may be wrong.
I saw that there was one individual there. I thought maybe it was Nancy Pelosi.
No. She voted in favor of it all.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a few minutes left. We'll take more comers. Call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Okay, Tulsi Gabbard, who was the one present voter, tweeted, "A house divided cannot stand, and today we are divided. Fragmentation and polarity are ripping our country apart. Today I come before you to make a stand for the center, to appeal to all of you to bridge our differences and stand up for the American people."
Well, she'll get run over in a hurry. By the Democrats.
She stands up and, the last place you want to be is in
the
middle.
Of course, isn't that wonderful American Hillary Clinton who called her a Russian tool? I believe if you check that, you'll find that's basically what she said.
Could be.
The Manchurian candidate, in effect, but sponsored by Vladimir.
Okay. Tulsi Gabbard is an American politician and Hawaii National Guard major serving as U.S. Congresswoman for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District, elected in 2012. She's the first practicing Hindu and the first Samoan American member of Congress.
Right. She does a nice job.
No, she's got real viewpoints, realistic plans. She'd make a great president.
But she won't get the Democratic nomination.
Well, maybe not, but I'm glad she thinks there's hope, and she wants us to meet in the middle. That much is
noteworthy. I don't think she qualified. She did not qualify for tonight's debate. That's the next thing, you know. Tonight there is a Democratic debate. They weren't going to cross the picket lines because there was a fight between a caterer and the venue.
So they had to straighten that out.
They had to straighten that out, and now they will cross. There's no picket line to cross, so the seven of them that qualified will be there tonight. Interestingly enough, Mike Bloomberg, with all his money, has not managed to buy his way into the into the debate.
Isn't that funny? President bought his election, but Bloomberg can't. Who's richer?
I think Bloomberg by a country mile.
Oh,
I may
okay.
be wrong on that.
Okay.
But you know, Bloomberg has demonstrable wealth. President Trump's is a little more illusionary.
Well, perhaps. We don't seem to know, but he doesn't want to tell us. But that's all right. That's his business.
I'll be honest with you. I think the real reason he doesn't release his tax returns is he brags about how wealthy he is, and if he released his tax returns, you would see he isn't that wealthy.
Well, he's a millionaire a couple times over.
Yeah,
that
well,
much we know.
You know, how much money can you really have? But
quite a bit.
How much would you like to have?
If somebody's handing out millions, I'll take one cool million and I'll keep my mouth shut and I'll stop bugging them.
There used to be a television program years ago called The Millionaire. It was about a fictional character named John Beresford Tipton, who gave $1 million tax-free and completely anonymously to someone he picked out to see what it would do to their lives.
Oh.
And if you mentioned his name, if you told him where the money came from, you had to give it back.
Oh, dear. I promise.
That was a very popular TV program in its
it.
Day.
All right. The newsroom says, please tell him one more time, Interstate 80 westbound is still closed. Might reopen about noon. That's at mile marker 202. Westbound motorists are getting off the interstate at I-180. Actually, I guess they aren't really getting off the interstate. They're switching interstates. And then going up to 220, which is Williamsport. And then you go, you don't actually have to, you have to make a left turn, but you continue west on 220. So, yeah, Williamsport's got this section where you can go south on 15, west on 220, north on 180, all at the same time. On the same piece of road.
Talk about confusing.
It probably is for some people.
Would be for me.
So I-80 West is still closed, folks. All right, well, we will see you Monday. We'll have another day. We have to sing a song. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, we were doing the Barking Dogs version.
No, we're not going to
Jingle Bells.
Come on now.
I
can't do the Barking Dogs.
You can't do the, but you did it yesterday. You started barking and turned to jingle bells.
That was it. It was a one-night stand.
What do they call it?
One-hit wonder.
Right. You know, how about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Come on. How about a nice song? How about
Holly Jolly Christmas? Everyone knows how much I love that one.
How about a religious song?
If Kevin's back in his office and hears me mention Holly
Emmanuel?
Jolly Christmas, he will.
Can you sing Emmanuel?
No.
That's a good one.
Joy to the World. I like that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's a goodie.
We're leaning towards Joy to the World.
You have to get the lyrics for me, though.
It'd have to be at the very end of the program, the last 10 seconds. There's no reason our audience should be tortured.
And I would think that we could ask our producer to fade us out as soon as we started.
Fade us out.
Yeah, we go from there.
That's been his deepest desire for quite some time.
I know.
Right.
He's not commenting, so
well,
I guess he buys
okay.
into the...
He understands. But, yes, okay.
And we've been so good to Dixie. We've mentioned Dixie all the time.
Oh, super-duper dog.
Yep. So...
Dixie warmed up to me 1% this week.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'll be anchoring WKOK's holiday
Christmas
coverage
Day?
On the morning. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my lovely bride and I will have a good dinner. We often go to the movies on Christmas Day, and then we see family at night.
Well, that sounds like a nice day.
And talk to my pesky daughter.
And is she home or is she out?
No, she went back. She's back in Oregon.
Well, how's impeachment sitting with her?
I had to bring her up to speed. She probably, I don't know. She doesn't like the president's bombacity, so she never really gets past that. I'm not sure she really follows closely super issues.
Is that a word?
Bombacity?
Bombastic is a word. Bombacity?
Well, the bombacity is...
The act of being bombastic.
Right. It's the level of bombasticness that he's...
Well, last night was another example. You know, one of the stories we didn't get to today was the fact that none of the Republicans actually said anything about President Trump's character. No one defended his character yesterday.
Well, how could you do that?
Chris Matthews pointed that out on MSNBC's program. We didn't get to talk about that.
Ask his many mistresses about his character. That's who will testify in the Senate.
Yes,
his kids
yes.
born out of from the next marriage before the previous
one. And ask Hunter Biden about what he did to qualify for a $50,000 a month.
You are the king of what about. We're going to get you a what about crown.
Have a nice weekend.
All right,
I'll see you Monday.
Thank you so much. Joe McGranahan, our co-host. He'll be back on Monday. Tomorrow, Ben Reichle is in for a Friday edition of WKOK's live telephone talk show. This is WKOK Sunbury.